Hey everyone, how are y'all doing today? You are listening to Zebra Entertainment Adventure. Hey everyone, how are y'all doing today? Today I want to talk about what happened last night on SmackDown Live. So it started out with Randy Orton cutting a promo about his intentions for attacking Jeff Hardy, and basically he's kind of jealous, you could say, that people are all excited about Jeff Hardy even though he has been gone for like 10 years from WWE, and Randy Orton's been there for so long. Then you have Charlotte and Becky Lynch defeating the Iconics, which Charlotte and Becky are kind of doing like a Sasha and Bayley thing for their friends, but they're not, because Becky said, come SummerSlam, she's in a triple threat match with Carmella and Charlotte, that she's going to be thinking about herself, not her friend Charlotte. So I'm not sure if she's turning heel or not, or if they're even hinting towards a heel turn, but that can happen. Which it makes sense for them to get the win, but I kind of wanted the Iconics to get a win because I like them and I want to see them be able to win some more matches. Then you have AJ. I'm hoping they'll get at least one of them, if not both, get championship opportunities later on. Hopefully, win. Then we have AJ Styles doing a promo against Samoa Joe for their match at SummerSlam, which I don't know. I'm not too I'm interested in the match for sure, but they're not really doing a whole lot to build up to it, I guess you could say. I mean, they're doing stuff, but I mean, it's just kind of like, oh, here's a promo, here's a promo, here's a promo. Not too much confrontation. So I just want to see more of that. But yeah, so he talked about how he was upset that he talked about his family and stuff like that. Then Zelina Vega defeated Lana again, same match 2 weeks in a row, same outcome, because Aiden English was told to stay in the back, but he didn't. He tried to help Lana, but he ended up costing her the match again, maybe leading up to a Rusev versus Aiden English match. I don't know, and if so, I'm not sure if they're going to keep the Rusev Day gimmick, or if that's going to go. I'm not sure. And then you have Daniel Bryan attacking The Miz during an interview. Miz was saying that he was on the set of Miz and Mrs. and are doing this interview, with Byron Saxton, and then Daniel Bryan came and attacked him. I don't know, it just seems like it's promo match, promo match, promo match, that night. So, I'm not too into that. If you have, like, match, promo, you know, they have more matches. Then you have Shinsuke Nakamura defeating R-Truth, which I'm happy about. R-Truth didn't win, but he got a match with Shinsuke. I mean, he usually doesn't fight that often, and when he does, it's like, he's later, you know, that it's not pushed. Shinsuke, he's the champion. United States champion. So, I'm happy that R-Truth got to fight, even though he lost. He still had an opportunity to fight Shinsuke, and maybe he'll get pushed later on, which I'll be happy about. Then, the Bludgeon Brothers defeated three local competitors, which they're just showing how strong they are by being able to defeat three people, even though Seth Rollins couldn't beat two. Bludgeon Brothers could beat three. Which, okay, it's kind of, I wish they would do that with Sanity, 3 and 4 or something, or Authors of Pain, but Sanity loses quite a bit, Authors of Pain are losing quite a bit. They're not making them out to be like Bludgeon Brothers, which I want to see. Sanity didn't even show up on SmackDown Live, I don't think, last night. I wanted them, which I'm going to get into the main event, I wanted them to show up in the main event and be like, hey, we're not finished, you know, something like that. But yeah, you have the New Day defeating the Bar to fight the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam, which I wanted to see Anita pop up and be like, hey, we want a rematch, so I don't know, just attack him or something, be like, we deserve this match. But no sanity. But the New Day beat the Bar. Okay, I'm not really sure what they're going for with that. I wanted the Bar to win. No, I like the New Day. I'm a fan of the New Day. I'm happy they won. I just want to see the Bar. I'm happy the Bar even got this far, even though they only had to win one match to get here. But so, I'm happy that they were in the finals,
I guess you could say, before
the finals, before championship match. But I'd be happy with either of them winning. I wanted the Bar, but I'm happy with the New Day winning. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry this one was kind of short. But can't wait to talk to you next time. Thank you.